Hallelujah. He is an all-knowing Father. Hallelujah. And He's called you here to reveal His grace and to reveal His mercy and to reveal His love for you tonight. Ratabanasa katurabdala banabasya. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you. Be magnified in our worship tonight. Rakatamana sundurada lavatamanasya. We give you glory and we give you honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's be seated in our places very quietly tonight. I want you to worship the Lord.
Hallelujah. Just came back yesterday. I was so tired. You know, actually, I wouldn't have gone into Middle East. I just went there for a week. Just for 1 week. And that week went to nearly a month. And the reason I went there is just for a birthday party. And they told me that I could stay for a week and just enjoy and see the land and just take some rest. So I was getting kind of tired. And so I thought I'll go there and take rest. But what happened when I went there is, right in the very first meeting that we had, from there on, there was absolutely no rest. I've never ministered so much in my life the way that I've ministered in the last 1 month. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the Lord was good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So maybe I just testify to what the Lord has done, and I think there will be something in it for you. Today also I was sleeping through the whole day. Usually I spend my Fridays in prayer. I was sleeping through the whole day and I got up in the evening. And I thought I'll just take some more rest. But then I thought maybe I should just come and testify to the Lord and then go. So just read the 8th chapter of Romans and the 14th verse. We know that scripture. But let's look to it one more time. Shall we? Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Amen. Amen. And the 15th verse, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. Amen. Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit, hallelujah, are called sons of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. To be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, when I was going into that place, I said, Lord, even my rest, even the days of relaxing, let it be guided by your Spirit. And I said, Lord, I want to make sure that entirely and completely I'm led by your Holy Spirit alone and by nothing else. But how many of you know that we have a body, a soul, and a spirit inside of us? Amen. Hallelujah. We have a spirit inside of us, the human spirit. We have a soul and we have a body. And the Spirit of God speaks and ministers with the spirit that we have inside of us. Amen. And you can be led either in the level of your body, led by the soul, or by the very regenerated spirit that you have when you're born again. Amen. And the Holy Spirit of God, here speaking in this word, leads you, and He leads you by ministering to your human spirit, which is born again, washed by the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I said, Lord, I want to make sure that I hear your voice very clearly. Because many of us do not understand how our body leads us. See, all that this body wants, there are three things that the body wants. One is plenty of food. Plenty of food. Plenty of sleep. And plenty of sex. This body. Are you with me? And all three, you will never feel any kind of guilt. This body will never feel any kind of guilt or any shame in your body. So if you're going to control by your body, these are the three things that you would desire and want. But when you have a soul, that's where you begin to feel. Most of the people are led by the area of their soul. And the area of the soul, we know, is that we have the imagination. Amen. Some people are led by imagination. They imagine things. There's nothing wrong with imagining, but let me tell you, don't be under the control of imaginations. Amen. Or by the area of your will, by your decision power. Decision power is important. It is powerful. We need that. But, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Where am I going tonight? Or in the area of your mind, that's all that comes in the area of your soul. Amen? Or deep within in your spirit. Now there are times when you're born again, God speaks to your spirit and speaks to your, you know, your body wants experiences. Are you with me? Your body wants sensations. So some of you would love the Lord to lead you and guide you, but what you're looking for is the spectacular, and so you miss the supernatural. And you're looking for something incredible to happen. You want lightning to come into the room. You want to hear a huge voice. You want to feel something on your body. And you look for sensations. And that's how most of us are. When we are born again, we look for that kind of experiences. But let me tell you, when you're going to go into maturity, that's not what it needs to have. Amen. In the level of the body, even when you're walking with God, you are walking in the level of feelings. Faith is not needed. Are you with me? Amen. But faith is needed when you're walking by listening to what God is speaking to your spirit. Amen. And most people do not even know the difference. You go for an experience and you look at a religious experience, no matter how beautiful. I believe in experiences. I believe in the supernatural move of God. But let me tell you, you need to know something, that God wants you to be mature and God needs to speak with you deep within. Proverbs 20 and verse 27. We know that scripture, don't we? 20th chapter and verse 27. It says there, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. Which is the lamp of the Lord? The spirit of man. Amen. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. That's where God gives you guidance. Amen. Now, I'm speaking about being led by the Spirit, because I strongly believe that the entire trip this time for a change completely was led by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So God says the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. That's where God gives you guidance. Now let me, before I share with the testimony, let me just give you something to settle into so that you will know what I'm going to speak. Amen. Now, how, you know, ways that God did not lead you, you need to understand that. The ways that God does not lead, before I speak on how God leads you. One of the ways that God does not lead is the way that God led Gideon in the Old Covenant. Oh, like what Gideon did in the book of Judges chapter 6. Let's open to that. The sixth chapter
of Gideon, I mean, of the book of Judges.
Hallelujah.
There is no book called Gideon. The sixth chapter of Judges. And verses 36 to 40. Are you there? Yes? Then Gideon said to God, "If you will save Israel by my hand as you have said, look, I shall put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece only, and it is dry on all the ground, then I shall know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said." Amen. And the 38th verse. "And it was so, when he rose early in the next morning, and squeezed the fleece together, he wrung the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to God, 'Do not be angry with me, and let me speak just once more. Let me test, I pray, just once more with the fleece. Let it now be dry only on the fleece, but on all the ground let there be dew.' And God did so that night. It was dry on the fleece only, but there was dew on all the ground." Amen. Now the 36th verse says, "Then Gideon said to God, 'If you will save Israel by my hand as you have said,'" he should have just acted in faith. God had already said it. If God has said it, that settles it. Amen. But then he's saying, "I want to see something in the natural. I want to have an experience." And we know in the New Covenant, we know that God speaks to us in our inward man. We are the witness of the Spirit in our inward man. So Gideon is looking outwardly, and I believe this is where most people make the mistake in their spiritual lives. He's saying, "Listen, I'm going to lay some fleece. If there is dew there in the morning, I know you have spoken." You know, it so happens in many Bible believing, Holy Spirit speaking, hallelujah, baptized in water separated unto God churches. We're not speaking about traditional Christians who do not even believe in being led by the Holy Spirit. We're speaking about people who are born again, washed in the blood. What they look for is something natural, is something outside. So I've seen some people say, "Okay, if the pastor will shake hands with me and smile at me today, I know I'm called." And he may smile, he might not smile. But that is not the way you find your calling. Are you with me? We make the mistake. If you were to allow the Holy Spirit to speak with you, you would understand that. Or you would say, you know, once a person came and said to me, "I think God has called me to marry this girl." I said, "How do you know that?" "Well, we were both standing on the same queue." You will get fleeced. Hallelujah. That's not the way. Are you with me? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is a mistake that many people make. In their born again walk with God, they say, "If I'm called, let this happen. If they sing this song tonight, I know God loves me." Are you with me? I know preachers, people who say, "Okay, if the preacher or if this usher or if this worship leader or if this person is wearing this particular colored shirt, then I know that God has got something good for me today." How many of you understanding what I'm saying? That's not the way that God leads you. Amen. That's not the way. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, that is definitely not why I said that, is because we're not giving a talk on that, but why I said that is because I believe most of us make a mistake here. Are you with me? We are allowing something in the flesh to dictate to us, some experience or something in the flesh. God can give you an experience, but don't look to that. Amen. If you look to that, if you try to covet that, what happens is, the enemy will always bring in a counterfeit. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. How does God lead us? Or how does the Holy Spirit lead us? Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Now, one of the ways that, I'm not giving a talk on that, but one of the ways that God leads you is what we call the inward witness. Or to make it a little bit more simple, I want to explain that now, because I want to get into my testimony. But how He leads us, one of the ways is deep within, you have what is called a knowing. Are you with me? Amen. Deep within. It's not in your head. It's deep inside of you. You have a knowing deep within inside of you. Now, how did I know I was called? That God called me to full-time ministry. 11 years back, deep within my spirit, I just knew. You could kill me, you could slap me, you could throw me into prison, you could do anything, but deep within I knew. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. Knowing. Now, knowings are different from wanderings. You wonder about a lot of things. What happens to most of us is that we chase after our wanderings and without trusting in our knowings. Are you with me? We wonder a lot of things and we go after that. It could be that, it could be this. You're operating in the level of your head, in the every area of your soul. The other is deep within you know. You know. And there is conviction. There is boldness. There is authority. Because deep within you know. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you, what you know will never, never contradict the scripture. Are you with me? It'll never contradict the scriptures, the word of God. And what you know deep within will always make you greater dependent on the Lord, greatly more humble, and a gentleness deep within. You won't have to blab it out. It's deep within. You know for sure. That's your security. Amen. That's your security. Are you with me? How many of you are with me today? That's your security. You know it. It does not depend upon the circumstances and situations and what happens outside. It's deep within. Amen. Now, what happens is here, you need to again allow the Lord to... Or if you do not have the gift of discerning of spirits, you need to have natural discernment. What I mean by that is, if your mind is already fixed on a particular thing, and you've already decided on something, you will never look to what God is trying to speak deep within. Are you with me? We just so we need, when we know these knowings, to have a pure heart. That's the only way. To have the right attitude, a pure heart, a gentle spirit, greater humility, a willingness to be corrected, all that will make sure that you never get deceived by your knowings. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is at that time you should know that if, you know, let me tell you something. You should never use a scripture, know your knowings, because that's not the way that God guides you, to excuse your personal sin or your failure. Are you with me? Now, if you were looking for something, you will find that, you could sin and say, I'm under grace, it's okay. Or if you're looking for a way to look at a church or at a ministry or at a minister and think of something negative about him, you can always find something wrong. Are you with me? That's why I said, with your knowings, there should be a pure heart, a greater humility, submission, a love, and a unifying factor in the body of Christ. Come on. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, why I said all that is because when I was this time in Bahrain, I was just planning for a week, like I said. And after the ministry started, the very first meeting that we had, it was a birthday function in a 5-star hotel. And you know how it is in Middle East. You're not given the liberty to worship the Lord, nothing like that. So we were supposed to have just a dinner, and I was just supposed to say a blessing for the baby. And so that night we went to this place, restaurant, 5-star place, and we were waiting at that place for dinner. And just before I went, I said, so what's happening? I said, Pastor, we want you to preach. Preach? I said, what's the kind of crowd? Well, just friends and a lot of people whom we know. I said, let me see. If I feel that God is leading me, I'll do that. And so I went for this meeting, and before I went, I called up one of, we have a church that is very close with our ministry back there in Bahrain. So I called them up and said, could you arrange some worship? Could you arrange some music? So they said they'll come and do it. And so they came, and they start with worship, and their crowd is watching. None of them are worshiping, none of them are moving into it, but just watching. And then I was called to preach, so I came, and I thought, so the pastor who was from that church, he said to me, don't go all out, just say something nice, just pray for the baby and finish off. That's what I determined in my mind. I went to the pulpit, I picked up the Bible, and I tried to be nice. But then the Spirit of the Lord took a hold over me. Hallelujah. We preached for a full 45 to 50 minutes, and the Lord said, give an altar call. Give an altar call. 11 people came forward. Hallelujah. I asked the pastor there to lead them through a salvation prayer, because I wanted them to go into that church. And after that, the first person who came in, we just laid hands upon him. He had a demon inside of him. He fell down under the power of God. And people are... Everyone is lifting their hands and praying after that. Just one mighty demonstration of the Lord. Amen. When I walked into that place, God told me, I said, Lord, what do I preach? What do I preach? Over the years, you've been preaching a lot, and you got your notebooks, and you got your preaching material, all that. So I said, Lord, what do I preach? And the Lord told me very clearly, deep within, he spoke to me and he said, only preach that which you can demonstrate. So 90% of the messages I had to fold back and keep. Because you can never demonstrate it. Through your life? No? No way. So 90% of the messages I just closed up. And I said, Lord, let me only preach what I can manifest. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If you're a minister of the gospel, make sure that's where your anointing is. That's where your calling is. That's where God moves. Amen. Otherwise, we become a textbook preacher. And we just fail to move in the Holy Spirit anointing. Are you with me? There are a lot of preachers in the world. What we need is people who will manifest the word. Amen. With signs, wonders, and miracles. To see the hand of the Lord move through. Amen. How many of you believe that? Amen. Raise your hand and say, Lord, make me one. Hallelujah. So the second day onwards, we had meeting after meeting after meeting. Now on a Thursday, I was sitting there in the house that I was staying with Rakesh and Preeti, and I was sitting there and I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And when I was asking that, suddenly God spoke deep within. And he told me, pack your bags, get your Bible, and go into UAE. I said, Lord, nobody's invited me from that place. It's another nation altogether. How do I go? So I was just going for a week. So before I left, I had just finances for a week. So I said, Lord, I don't have the finances with me. I don't have an invitation from UAE. And I don't know how to go through these formal things like, you know, immigration and, you know, visas, things like that. So I said, Lord, how do I handle this? The Lord said, go there. And I said, Lord, for what? The Lord said, go there just for Julie. So when the Lord said that, see, I haven't spoken with them, Jerry and Julie, for so many months now. I know Julie met with an accident. They met with an accident. But I haven't spoken to them. They called up on my cell and left a message to pray while I was in India. That's all. So I said, Lord, do you want me to do that? And I was that night sitting in my room and I was trying to sleep and I slept off. But in between about 2 o'clock, I got up. I was feeling very thirsty. We had the AC on, but I was sweating. And I got up. And suddenly when I began to pray, I felt an evil presence come into that room. So I just began to travel in the spirit. And that went on for some time, because after a couple of hours, suddenly an angel of death stood in front of me. And that demon had its hands upon Julie. And the demon was asking and going to take her life. So when I saw that, I began to have a holy boldness come over me. In the beginning of my prayer, I suddenly understood why God made me travail in the spirit. Because if I had been praying that normal kind of prayer like, Lord, bless them, heal them, by your stripes they are healed, ta-ta, bye-bye, that kind of prayer, I wouldn't have been able to do what I was going to do. Because I was travailing in the spirit, and that angel or the demon came there of death, a holy boldness came over me, an authority which I knew was God-given. And I stood there and I said, you can't have her. In the name of Jesus. Death, I command you, leave. And when I said that, the anointing of God was so intense. And the demon tried to stay for some more time. But because of the boldness which God had put into my spirit at that time, I again rebuked. And I commanded that stronghold of death to be broken. And then the demon left. And then I went off to sleep. Now the next day morning or into the evening, Jerry calls me up because he has come to know through someone here that I am in Dubai. I mean, I am in Bahrain. And he calls me up just for me to pray. So I picked up the phone and I said, I don't even know how I'm going to get there. But I said, Jerry, I am coming just for you and Julie. The minute I said that, he began to cry on the phone. So I said, why are you crying? Don't you want me to come? I thought you would be happy. So he started crying and he said, Julie had gone through 2 operations. And when they met with that accident, her liver got cut. Both the lungs collapsed. And her hips, the pelvic bones were broken. And they did the first operation, which she did not even know. She was just crying in pain. The second one, she just went through because of her faith in the Lord. And the second operation was over. And after the operation was over, the doctor came and said, we have put the bones not right. So which means we'll have to break again your pelvic bones. Which means you will be in this hospital bed for at least a year. And that totally shattered her.
when she heard that. And she's got this cheerful personality. She began to smile at the doctor because she wanted to be a witness in that Muslim hospital. So she just began to smile. Doctor left, but after he left, both of them started crying. And when they were crying, Jerry said in his words, he said, why is this happening? What do we do? In a Muslim nation where they are not even given a room because they are Indians and they are in the general ward. What do we do? And while crying there, suddenly the Lord spoke with Jerry in a vision. And he saw in a vision, I coming into that hospital. And the Lord said to him, to tell you and to make you know that I love you and I still care for you, I'm sending your pastor all the way from India right into your hospital. Hallelujah. And so I asked him, Jerry, when was this? He said, on a Thursday. And Thursday was the day in which God spoke to me. And God said, pack your bags, take the Bible and go there for Julie. We serve a God who loves us individually. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a one-on-one God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I said, Lord, I don't have the provision to go into that land. How do I do? Because when I went to Bahrain, I was preaching. The people in Bahrain have got such a bad attitude about the preachers in India that most of them come there for money. So I had made sure that whenever I go into Middle East, that we make sure that we go there with our own flight ticket. We pay our own way through. We don't depend upon anyone. And we come back. We don't take any offerings from anyone. We just come back. So I said, Lord, what do I do now? I can't take an offering. How do I get there? So I called up the travel agent and I said, get me a visa. Arrange for me. And get me the ticket. And I said, by the time the date comes, I'll make sure that the money is there in your hand. So I was trying to preach that day in a place. And now the preaching was over. I won't name who she is, but one Andy came forward and she said, I've come to your church, I know you and all that, it's fine. She said, 3 years back she heard a message on Benny Hinn, and he was speaking on tithing and offerings. And in that study he said, there is every 3 year a tithe that is taken to support the man of God. And so he had given the teaching 3 years back, which she had listened. And from that time onward, she's been saving up money to take care of a man of God. And it so happened, the day that I finished preaching was 3 years over. So she brought me this. So I wanted to make sure, you know. I didn't want my flesh to jump in and say, thank you, praise God, I'm on my way to Dubai. So I said, hold your money. Let me pray. Let me ask God if God needs me to do that. I went. And the next day, again she came for the meeting. And she said, what did the Lord say? I said, fine, the Lord has put in the peace and told me, you're the person. The Lord gave the money to her, took it, gave her a big thank you. And when I looked at that amount, that was enough for me to go through all through the Middle East. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. See, the manna comes when you are under the cloud. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. When you are led by the Spirit, the provision will fall. The manna does not come outside the cloud. Amen. The manna comes right under the cloud where you are. So when you're led by the Holy Spirit of God, the provision comes right there. If you're looking for a provision by not being in the will of God, nor in the place where God wants you to be, then you got a serious problem at hand. But when you are in the place where God wants you to be in, and when you are under the cloud, that's where the provision falls. Hallelujah. Amen. So I go on into Dubai. And let me tell you, that's the first time I'm flying in alone. Whenever I fly, I usually have somebody in the ministry or family with me. Because I've got a small kind of fear, and that is... But then I had a promise from God, which says, you know, I was just...
When I got on this flight, it was Gulf Air, and so they show on the screen the altitude in which you're flying and all that. And so I'm sitting inside this plane and I'm seeing this. So I was looking at a promise, you know, from the word to just put my faith in and stick through. So I had already said Psalm 91 about 10 times, Psalm 121 about a couple of times. I was looking for a scripture to hold on to. And then it says, you know, lo, I am with you to the very end of age. Amen. So I knew, lo, he was with me. But when the altitude increased, I was not sure. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God gave me a promise at that time. That was not the word, not law. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Third chapter of Deuteronomy and the 27th verse. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Amen. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and will say, destroy. The 28th verse. Then Israel shall dwell in safety. The fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of grain and new wine, his heaven shall also drop dew. Amen. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. Your enemies shall submit to you, and you shall tread down their high places. Amen. Hallelujah. The 20th verse says, then Israel shall dwell in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone. Some of us think that the more the numbers, more safety there is. Amen. He says, Jacob, you are alone, but you shall dwell in safety. Amen. Jacob, you are alone, but you shall dwell in safety. More the numbers is never a protection for you. You can have 100 people around you, but still, hallelujah. If my God is not your refuge, you are in serious trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. You could have all the police and the military and the greatest number of influence all around you. But if my God is not your shield and your refuge and your strong tower, then you are in a sorry state. Amen. God said, son, I am the one who's called you. I am the one who's sending you. I am the one who's commanding you. Walk forth in boldness. I am with you. You shall dwell in safety. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So that gave me the strength. That gave me the boldness. I knew. Hallelujah. If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I got into this place. Amen. I walk into this place. Can we just lift our hands and pray? Hallelujah. Rutalavanasikya. Rumthal madamanaski. Rokurabalabaskiram turam tenesiyana. Rural vandasiram dalamanamasi. Hallelujah. Rugada Ramana Siturum Dalabadamanas. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We walk into this, we fly into this city. I'm staying in one of the best hotels there. Hallelujah. And it so happens that I go to see her. I go to see her a couple of times. And I'm sitting back in the room and saying, Lord, I've got a whole week to go. What do I do here?
I prayed for her, and she was recovering fast. And she is in good health now. As a matter of fact, I wanted to show you the video of her testimony. I took it on video cam. You would absolutely think there's nothing wrong with her. She looks more happy than some of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So after 2 days of ministering with her, I said, Lord, what do I do now? So I'm sitting in the huddle room and praying. And I said, Lord, how do I go about this? What is it that you want me to do? And the Lord spoke into my spirit. And He began to give me a message just for the city of Dubai. It is my habit whenever I go into a city, before I leave through that city, I pray for that city. Pray for all the pastors and leaders and churches. So I just was doing what I usually do, just lifting up them, the pastors, the leaders, and the churches in that place, and asking the Lord to bless them, and just praying. And that day I was doing, and suddenly I said, Lord, is there a word for Dubai? And God gave me a word for Dubai. So I said, Lord, now where do I speak your word? I've got no pulpit to preach here in the city. What do I do? The Lord said, I gave you a word not to preach in a pulpit. You stand in your hotel room and declare it over Dubai. So I made sure that the window was open. I stood there and began to declare the word over Dubai. And I began to preach. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're going to step out for the Lord, always remember, the Lord will be with you when you obey Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Your ministry is never to the people, it's unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't get fascinated and addicted by the numbers and by the crowds and by people who come to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You should make sure that when God says something, you declare it forth. So I stood there and began to declare the word. And I declared the word and I prayed and I, you know, prayed for the city, and I finished the message after about 45 minutes. And I was sitting in the room, and then my hotel bell rings on the phone. I picked up. There's a pastor on the other side. He said, we came to know that you are in the city, and would you come to our church and preach? And the pastor asked me this word. He said, do you have a word for Dubai? I said, I have a word for Dubai, and I was just holding it inside of me till now. I just declared it, but I don't mind repeating it one more time. Hallelujah. I'm getting kind of bored in the city, sitting in the room and praying. Some of you would just visit the city and go through, but that didn't interest me at all. But just sitting in the room and just praying. And so, I go into that church to preach, and after preaching that day, the Lord said, manifest, declare what you preached. We call on the people. And when they walk in, they're being touched under the anointing of God. People are falling under the power of God. Hallelujah. They've never seen that. They've never tasted that. They've never, ever known the Holy Spirit of God would come in such intensive power. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yokes are broken. Chains are falling apart. And I myself am wondering, what's happening? Amen. The Gospel of John chapter 8 and verse 29 says, I always do the very thing that pleases Him, and so He's never left me alone. Amen. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, when God is with you, what else do you need? Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you sit there and wonder why you are, you're always feeling lonely and self-pity and all. Why? You should never say, our Father. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a Father. He says, I'll be with you. Amen. And that is tremendous. We're not speaking about there's something called, sometimes you know that the Lord is there by faith. But when you just obey Him and do the very thing that pleases you, you know that presence of God, the invisible presence becomes visible. You know. Amen. Not only do you know, but people know. Because the place that I'm staying in, we walk into this, I just come, go out, and then all the churches opened up. We had meetings every day. And then you're going from one place to another, and you come back into the hotel of the night,
And I come back into the hotel room. One night at about 2 o'clock. And there's a reception person sitting behind the reception. So he's like usual, said good evening. And I said good evening. The minute I said good evening, he was looking at me. And I just walked up to him and I said, it should be very hard for you being tempted standing behind that reception desk when your wife and children are far away. And when the temptation is so strong, not knowing what to do. The minute I said that, I said, my God, what am I saying? I don't even know this guy. And he looked at me and he said, God is speaking to me. And then he began to open out and he said, two Russians have come up and stayed upstairs. They've been calling me in the room. My wife is away in Sri Lanka and I do not know what to do. I'm being tempted. And I was just on the point of going up and the battle was going on in my mind. Nobody else knew this except God. I said, I am a preacher. I preach the Bible. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And I said, God is speaking to you. I said, let me pray with you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What I'm saying, who is led by the Spirit as a son of God, you will see results and fruitfulness when the Spirit of God begins to lead you. Some of you have walked into legalism and you need to say, Lord, touch me afresh with your anointing. I need a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit once again to know that you are there. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We can get into a religious rut after some time. Now I said, Lord, there needs to be more than just two fast songs, two slow songs, and then a nice, good, cute little message from the Bible. I said, Lord, there needs to be more in your kingdom than that. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is your foot stayed up? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is, when the Lord is there with you, that will be demonstrated. Are you with me? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Tonight, this is a symbol. I'm not going to, you know, we have some of the video cast which I wanted to show, but not tonight. But just make it a desire in your heart and a prayer. Lord, I want to be led by your Holy Spirit. I don't want to walk in the counterfeit. I don't want to walk in the flesh. I don't want to walk in my level of my soul. I thank you for all that. But I want to be led by your Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And one of the simple ways for God to lead you in the Spirit is this. Make sure that you saturate your being with the Word of God. Are you with me? Amen. Get your system full of the Word. Put the Word into your spirit. Amen. Get it soaked in. Into your spirit. Get full of the Word. Amen. Shall we close our eyes in prayer? Hallelujah. How many of you would pray tonight saying, Lord, to be touched by your grace, to be touched by your Holy Spirit, to be led by your Holy Spirit. Lord, I offer my life afresh to you. You are a living God. You watch over me, Father. Hallelujah. Tonight is the night where you can offer your life afresh to Jesus. Allow the grace and the anointing of God to touch you afresh. The Lord draws near to those who draw near unto Him. Draw near to Him today, tonight. Say, Lord, I come to you. I offer my life to you. I humble myself before your mighty hand. I thank you that I dedicate my life for you and for your gospel. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I am yours. Thank you.
Tonight, pray from your heart and stand up in the presence of the Lord. Let me tell you one thing. God loves you the way you are. Amen? And He's able to touch you and anoint you the way you are. Amen? You don't have to be another Benihin. You don't have to be another Ranar Ponke. You don't have to be someone else. Amen? Just the way you are. Individually, the way you are. Can you believe that? Amen? He's able to touch you and baptize you and anoint you. Can you believe that? Lift your hand and say, Lord, touch me with your fire. Touch me with your Holy Spirit. Touch me with a fresh fire from heaven. Touch me with a powerful encounter with you. My heart is hungry for you. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Rakadamanashi karavala. Oratalamanasha. Glory be to your name, my Lord. Lavanas.